Sometimes I look at the schedule weeks in advance. Other times I look at it, you know, about an hour before the show because I sometimes forget what's on. And I looked down this morning and I saw you were on the show, and I felt happy. I was just happy I was just glad that Jesse was here today. Jesse is our tech guru.
As opposed to the tears on other months.
Other months. Maybe other guests where you're like, oh, really? They're back? But no, I'm always happy when you're here. We always have a great time and talk about cool things. Jesse Filer's apps published by Champlain Arts and by the way, for anybody thinking it's them, it's not you. I'm not dreading your coming. don't think it's you. Jesse Filer's apps published by Champlain Arts and available in the App Store include Minutes Machine Plus for managing meetings and agendas, Saranac River Trail to help you explore the trail and the city of Plattsburgh, Cyber Continuity, which lets you learn about your vulnerabilities, and the nonprofit risk app, a companion to Jesse's book with Gail Naowith, and Trails and Places to help you build your own self-guided trails using the model of the Saranac River Trail app. And he is here to discuss several upcoming products and advancements, specifically, I guess, with phones, right? Our phone technology, is that safe to say?
But it's all of what's happened. They're all
just technology that's
This started, I was thinking, this is sort of time for our annual back to school thing. So I looked to see what was new, and this is what.
Okay, you know. So you in the note you sent me, you said 5G, and you said the next thing in mobile telephony. And I don't know that I've ever seen that word before, but I think it's great.
The pause is, it is a wonderful word. And it's pronounced telephony.
It is telephony. because I looked at it, telephony.
That.
That's fine. Telephony.
Telephony.
Okay, which doesn't sound like telephone. So does it have anything to do, but it does have to do with mobile phones.
I think telephony probably goes back to Alexander Graham Bell.
Well, that would be phones, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But everything is mobile now, of course. And the thing that cropped up is because we have talked about what's upcoming in the tech world, and it's the same things come up over and over and over, which may mean that is indeed what's happening.
You know what? According to this, it's one of the top 100 mispronounced words. Did you know that?
Does it say who's right?
You're right. But I mean, of course you're right. You're always right. So there's that.
Who says this isn't an educational program?
Telephony.
Telephony. Yeah, that's how you pronounce it. Telephony. Well, which you knew. I didn't. I thought it was. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
we were looking at what's happening with technologies and what's coming down the pike, as we so often do. And it's the same stuff we've talked about before.
You have your 3G, you have your 4G, now you have your 5G.
We have 5G. What's interesting about this is that, and it goes along with the things that we've talked about, the augmented reality, virtual reality, stuff like that. But when we come to 5G, something rather interesting, I think, is happening. And that is that we're looking at a rollout. I have it written down here. The first commercial network people think will happen maybe at the end of this year.
All right.
The first phones for 5G people are expecting in the first half of 2019. When you look at the projections of when it will become widely available and so forth, we're talking, 5 years out. So we're starting on this. There's a big ramp up to getting 5G to work, which will be interesting.
What's a G?
Generation.
Okay, so this is fifth generation of?
Communications.
Okay, all right.
So telephone communications. And I don't think we identified 1G. I think 1G was just what it was, and then they revised it and became 2G and second generation, third and fourth. And what they're going to start doing is dropping some of the frequencies that they use for phones. 2 and 3G are going to start being dropped. And they're going to repurpose some of the equipment. And it's all, there's some links on the website that I put up. It's all interesting, but the point about it is that it's going to give us the same things that we've had in the previous advances, which is faster communications, more reliable communications. And I was trying this out on a friend last night.
All right.
And one of the things is reducing latency, you know, the time you have to wait to actually communicate with someone.
Yes.
And we can remember the latency. Do you remember in the olden days when a long-distance phone call was routed over a satellite?
Right.
And you could tell.
You could hear it.
Because of the latency.
Yes.
So old-timers will remember latency in that way. And really old-timers will remember latency in a sort of variation on the actual meaning of the word from Ernestine, the friend
yes,
of Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin's character.
As in
character.
One ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingies. That's
laughing,
sort
yeah.
of a form of latency. It really isn't, but it's too good to avoid mentioning.
So you talk about the features. AR, VR. Is VR voice recognition?
No, augmented and virtual reality.
See, I have no idea what I'm... Okay, go ahead. I don't know. I shouldn't even guess.
We're mucking around with reality.
All right.
And guided probably because everything is related, since we're mucking around with reality, we're augmenting it and creating virtual realities under the guidance of your friend Rudolf Giuliani, who said there's no such thing as truth.
Right.
So now we move on to there's no such thing as reality, which is...
None of this is comfortable.
But... as this comes out, what's interesting is we start looking at what's going to happen with fifth generation, which has happened with the previous generations. It's faster. There's less latency. Why do we need faster and faster communications? And if you go back and think about what's happened with the previous generations of communications, the reason why we needed these new generations of communications, the reason was generally presented as a way in which doctors can transmit x-rays and MRI scans quickly while someone is on the operating table. That's the sort of gold standard for why we need really fast, powerful communications.
Right.
And it's a nicer argument to make rather than the other two.
Which are?
The first other argument for why we need faster communications with less latency is streaming video.
Okay. All right.
It's better to go with the MRI than with the...
I see. Yeah. I thought you were going to say just that we're impatient.
No, I think between, no matter what your interests are, between the MRIs and the X-rays and streaming video and other entertainment devices, we need it faster and less latency. And what is the other thing that's in the works now under our noses? And we've talked about it, and everyone's talking about it, but we're building, we as a society and a world are building the infrastructure that will support uses of new communications with less latency and more speed and capacity. And that, in addition to the MRIs and X-rays and streaming video, the other main reason, I think, for the speed and the reduced latency and so forth is for cars.
And that is not so much for the operation of the vehicles, but for the bells and whistles that are in the vehicles. Is that safe to say?
I would say the operation of autonomous vehicles.
Oh, of autonomous vehicles.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
Because we need this.
Yes.
So between the X-rays and the MRIs and the autonomous vehicles, we need this capacity.
So this is just a side question, and we don't have to spend a lot of time on this, but given the bad press that autonomous vehicles have been getting over the last year and a half, is that technology still moving forward at a lightning pace?
If you look at the articles on fifth generation communications, the one just do a search on the internet for 5G communications and look at the uses for it and look at what people are doing, look at the articles about the investments in it. And when you consider that many of these investments will be required to make autonomous vehicles work, you can see that there's a lot of activity there. The bad press, I don't know, I haven't gone back to it, but if you look up old newspaper articles from 100 years ago or more, I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't bad press about Alexander Graham Bell's new invention, trains. You know, it's, the bad press is some of the bad press, it may turn out, is because we're pushing the communications.
But in fairness, it wasn't killing people on the sidewalk.
That's true.
I mean, it's a little different, you know.
It may be that we're trying to move too fast.
Right.
In part because we don't have the communications infrastructure.
Okay.
It's possible. I'm not saying it is, but all of this is part of some interconnected world that we live in.
When it comes to some of the other things, then, you say like flexible phones. Well, what's that?
If you can fold them.
All right. So that's not like that would be a flip phone. Right? Which people make fun of people when they have flip phones now.
But I think these will be folded. Maybe you'll be able to do origami with them.
Oh, okay. Make like a little duck out of your phone.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Or
a swan, I guess.
Yes. So, but there's flexible phones. We've seen them. I don't know if there are demonstrations, or I think there is at least one on the market now.
Well, the kids that are in my life, all put them in their back pocket. And then they sit down, and then you think to yourself, well, and cases, they tell me, aren't cool for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have mine in basically a vault, but so it can fall off the top of the car, and has, mm-hmm. and survived that. But so that flexibility, I guess, is to keep them, you know, so they can deal with the rough and tumble way of our daily lives.
Well, I think the flexibility is very important, as you mentioned, for people who put phones in their pockets, as well as for people who want to make swans out of them.
Right. We can't forget the swan people.
But that's something that is happening. And along with that is they're getting smaller. They're getting smaller and bigger.
Smaller in meaning you can put more in there. And right?
Or physically smaller.
But physically smaller, but also, and bigger because I don't know, I've gotten used to that size, that larger size, that and that has a lot to do with my vision.
People, it seems to me...
Personal choice.
People, yeah, it's personal choice. I went back to the iPhone SE a couple of years ago because it was the size I liked. And then I added to my collection of phones an 8 Plus. So after a while, at least I stopped worrying about the size of the phone.
Right.
But I'm not a consumer because in fact, I just bought another device today because...
Would you like to share with the group of what you bought?
An iPod Touch.
Oh, all right.
I needed another one.
Yeah.
Because this is in addition to the excitement of coming to WAMC once a month, I actually do, in my work, I am developing apps, and I realized that in order to test an auto-renewing subscription, I needed yet another device.
Well, that makes sense. Sure, that makes sense. I mean, this is your job. This is what you do. Jesse Feiler is our guest. He is our tech guru. We are talking about several upcoming products and advances. So what else do you think it's important that we know as we start this new season?
What is also important to know is that there have been a lot of articles about security and hacking today and the Russians.
Yes.
And there have been several articles I noticed in scanning headlines, several articles more than usual seem to be in the media today on the theme that our leadership and politicians, but leadership in general, doesn't understand modern technology, which is a really serious issue.
Right.
It's starting to get seriouser and seriouser.
And it's always been an issue, right? That there was
always been it.
That there's a gap between technology and what people know, and how it's legislated. And but yes, it seems that is coming all the more crucial, right?
Because the issues that we're confronted with on a daily basis, including these security issues. If you look at how these security breaches have happened, yes, there's a lot of skullduggery now, and there's spoofing of domain names and so forth, but these should not be happening because people should be more aware of what's going on. I mean, we need a higher level of security.
So,
awareness.
So I'm digging into what you just said. So is when you say we, does that mean that you and I have to physically do something that's different and change our habits, or do we need the technology that allows us to do this in light of the fact that this is happening?
Yes.
Okay, both.
But yeah, both. But it's also one of the things that I've pointed out with the Facebook issues.
Yes.
And all these things that are coming up, it really is doing harm to nonprofits because nonprofits jumped on social media, some of them did, as a great, very cost-effective way to communicate with people, as did many other people. People got used to using social media without thinking twice about it. And now we're finding things, as they're tightening up some of the rules, we have to relearn how to use social media. This is just one of the issues. For example, Facebook is now quite legitimately, and I applaud this, they are getting rid of what's called clickbait messages and news articles in their news feed that are designed just to get you to click on them. And the problem with nonprofits and with everyone is some people, and I'm one of the people who does this, is I have posted articles that they're not so much clickbait, but they're outrageous things like, you know, the end of the world is coming because 5G is coming or whatever.
Right.
But that, I'm afraid those things like that, certain forms of humor may get caught in this and messages are not going to get out.
So we have about 5 minutes, so let's go into the bonus round here. In talking about, you say, how many cameras does your smartphone need?
How many cameras does your phone have now?
Well, I don't know. I think it just has one.
Okay.
I see the one on the corner of, I have the Apple iPhone 8.
Okay. The reason for having multiple cameras is, first of all, this falls into the category, to be a little bit cynical, of being able to quantify something that a product has so that you can advertise that your phone has more cameras.
Now with two cameras.
Yes.
Or now with multiple cameras.
Yes, now with even more cameras. You know, and it works for frozen food and it works for technology. But multiple cameras have a very important use, just as multiple eyes do, because it's a slightly different angle, so you can see the depth of an object because you're looking at it, you know, from two angles. In addition to that, the cameras can function in different ways. So, for example, on the newest iPhone, they have something called portrait mode, where one camera will take a photo that is focused on you and another can look at the background and put them together or take them apart as necessary.
So I think the eye reference is a very good one. I think that makes it clear to people what we're talking about. But so it allows you greater clarity when taking a picture. So do you think this is, and as you say, this is going to be a marketing point.
Not just in marketing.
Not just in marketing, but also I assume that it's something that you can or cannot use. It's something you can engage with or not.
And the reason why I say that everything is connected is that this ability to sense depth, which comes with two cameras and two eyes, the ability to sense depth and the size of an object, the depth of an object, not just width and height, that sensing is incredibly important if you want to manipulate the image, which brings us back to augmented reality and virtual reality.
Right.
Because the reality, which is out there in what we might call the real world, is more clearly defined when you have multiple cameras looking at it. And then you can move on to your augmented and virtual reality. It's all connected.
It is all connected. And we have a couple of other things here to talk about. I'm almost wondering, though, that we've got our next segment all set here, because you have two things here. One is on personal payments and mobile payments, and that seems like a huge thing. I will tell you, Jesse, in a moment of rare reflection, that I have started to use that technology on my phone, and I love it.
Yes.
I mean, I think it's really cool. And I feel, and maybe this is a false sense of security, but to me, I feel safer doing it that way.
In many ways, it is. It's wonderful, and I'm a freelancer, and I'm the same kind of freelancer that any freelancer is in
right.
a way. And I have a client I'm working with now who I like very much, and we use Apple Pay.
Yeah.
I use email to send her an invoice, and she pays it with Apple Pay. And depending on when I send her the bill, it's usually on Fridays, and what she's doing, I get the bill paid. Sometimes she's away from her phone, I guess, or something. So it might take the end of the weekend. Mostly it's a minute or two. And
right.
if she happens to have the phone in her hand, it's seconds. Now, any freelancer will tell you.
that is gold, right? That's good.
It's a wonder. It happens to be a wonderful client, but for other reasons. But this is something really nifty about personal payments.
But I'll tell you, even as a payer, I will say when I get those things in the mail, it's easy, and I'm like, well, why should I wait? I'll forget. I'll just do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's right there. Well, again, I think we have a lot to talk about, but we can certainly change the subject and talk about something else. But there's a lot left over, and there's a lot of cool things on your website as well. It is ChamplainArts.com, ChamplainArts.com. Jesse, it's always a pleasure to have you here.
Good to be here.
Thank you very much. Have fun with the new device.
Yeah.
You're listening to the round. Do you want me to go right into the intro? No, okay. You're listening to the Roundtable on WAMC.